Dictation for Ben Banks, B-E-N-B-A-N-K-S. Ben Banks State of Services 3/10/2022. The dictation, this is a follow-up visit for Ben Banks. Initially, the patient was involved in an automobile accident where he was rear-ended on a passenger side also in this accident. The impact of the accident occurred on 5/9/2021. It was a event of a road rage chase. The impact caused the patient complete loss of his car and pain in the mid back and lower back, mainly with radiation to the right leg below the knee. Also some pain in the right shoulder and the right hip was also complained of. All of these pains were reported to be between 7 and 8. Patient was last seen on 2/21/2022. Now he reports back. On the day of accident, he had a broken hip with a 5 to 6 screws and metal plate which was placed. And apparently he complains of a dislocated shoulder, but on examination, patient is able to move his shoulder up to 90 degrees with no deficit or no obvious dislocation observed. So the patient complaint is not correct. He's able to walk less than one block because of these pains. And the patient also informs that he has not started physical therapy since the car accident because he had no claim and he was not able to go to the attorney and he was not able to go to the physical therapy anyway as he was suffering from hip fracture. He was resting home all this time. Currently, his pain in the mid-back and lower back is around 6 to 7. He denies any radiation to the legs at this time, except the right leg, posteriorly, below the knee up to the ankle. 70% pains are now relieved, and ADLs are not significantly affected. In the system review, patient reports difficulty sleeping and neurology and psych, but there are no headaches, vertigo, dizziness, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts, no history of any seizure, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and no poor work performance, no lack of focus. Patient denies anxiety, depression, panic, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, and difficulty walking, very minimal hip pain on the right side. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU patient, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that he experiences numbness in the right leg below the knee. Other than that, pains are improved slightly, like 20%, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss are reported. Substance abuse, none is reported except marijuana. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medicine regimen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 147/90. Pulse is 52. And pulse oxygen is 99. Rest of the physical examination appears from previous visit of 2/21/2022. Dictation number is 0221-089. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is to continue the patient on naproxen, Alovil, Plexiril, Lidocaine gel, as well as I have ordered an MRI of the lumbar sacral spine and the right shoulder to identify the pathology in these areas. Since he's complaining of a dislocation of the right shoulder, once the MRI reports are available, we'll modify our treatment further. No narcotic pain medications are provided since this is a 6-month-old injury. Patient was also advised to visit an orthopedic surgeon of his choice. Thank you.